Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church. It's good to have you joining with us online or listening on a CD. Let's commit this time into God's care and presence. Let us pray. Lord, sometimes we mindlessly can just listen to something, but we pray that you would help us to do it attentively and mindfully, knowing that you are with us as we seek to connect with you and to worship you. So come, Holy Spirit, who connects us and all things, and join us together with you and your Spirit and with those who are listening as we worship you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. The reading that we have is from Isaiah 40, verses 21 to 31. Isaiah 40, verses 21 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner they take root in the ground that he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect upon this passage from Isaiah, we pray that your Holy Spirit would breathe afresh in and through this word of Scripture, that it would become a living word to us in our own lives and circumstances that we find ourselves in today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're continuing with our Lenten series as we journey towards Easter. And this week we're looking at waiting and trusting. Now, waiting and trusting aren't easy. And not many of us are good at one of them, never mind both of them. During the last 9 months or so, Jodie and I have had to learn to wait and trust as we explored whether it was time for us to leave and to look for another pastorate elsewhere. It wasn't easy, and I particularly find it very hard to keep it a secret as we waited and trusted, as we had interviews and conversations, as we preached and communicated with different churches. You as a congregation here at Carey are entering a similar season of waiting and trusting, but from the other side of the equation than I was on when I was a pastor looking for a congregation. Now you are a congregation looking for a pastor. These words from Isaiah can offer us some perspective and hope in the midst of your waiting and trusting. Isaiah chapter 40 opens the section of the book of Isaiah known as Deutero-Isaiah or Second Isaiah. It was probably written about 200 years later than the lifetime of Isaiah by the school or disciples of Isaiah. Isaiah warned of an impending exile in Babylon, and now that has become reality, and the people of Israel are in exile in Babylon, enslaved and oppressed. Their situation seems to them to be devoid of hope. Now, our situation as individuals, as a church community, as a society, or as inhabitants of the earth can seem hopeless at times. But these words ring through the centuries from about 2,600 years ago and become, or can become, a living word of God to us today. We may feel like the people of Israel in verse 27, where it says, "Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God?" Do you feel like your way is hidden from God, or your cause or situation or plight disregarded by God? Yes, it can feel like that at times. But in the following verse, verse 28, Isaiah says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom." God here is described as everlasting, eternal, being the creator of everything, who has unlimited energy, who doesn't grow tired or weary like we do, and who understands everything, whose understanding no one can fathom, the depths of his understanding no one can reach down to those depths or up to those heights, so to speak. When we remember, and we need to be reminded, as we often forget, who God is, then it puts everything else into the right perspective. The sin or shortcoming that we are often guilty of is to put ourselves at the center of the universe and to forget about God and who God is, and what he can do in, through, with, and for us. The following verse, verse 29, says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." Are you feeling weary? Do you need strength? A lot of people are feeling physically and mentally weary at the moment, recovering from COVID or from other colds or bugs that seem to be doing the rounds. Maybe because of the last few years, we have our levels of resilience physically to bugs and different things. Maybe it's lessened because of the isolation that we have physically been through in lots of ways. And many of us do feel physically and mentally run down. We need God's restoration, physically, mentally, and spiritually. In the summer of 2021, I reached the end of my own resources. My well was dry, I was running on empty, as the singer Jackson Browne puts it. But with some rest and counselling, I did regain my strength. And it isn't weakness to admit that we need help at times, help from other people and from God. I don't know how long it will take for you to find a new minister, but you need to rely on the Lord during this time for his strength and his sustaining power in the midst of weariness and weakness. The Israelites were without hope, but God did bring them back from exile to their homeland. They found new hope in the midst of desolation. Isaiah's words encouraged them, as they still encourage us. And at the end, Isaiah says in verse 31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." If we hope in the Lord, we will renew our strength. We will fly, run, and walk. Which seems the wrong order. Why not put it the other way around? We will walk, run, and fly in increasing velocity. But maybe the greatest gift is just to keep walking when you feel like giving up. Keep walking. Keep walking with the Lord. He will guide and lead you as a church community. And one day we will all soar on wings like eagles, upheld by the mighty wind of God underneath our wings as we fly. Let us pray. Loving God, help us in our waiting and our trusting in our lives. Help us during this time of Lent, as we wait and trust, as we journey towards Good Friday and beyond that to Resurrection Sunday. And help us in our waiting and trusting in our own lives as individuals, as a church family, that you will renew our hope, that you walk with us and before us, and that we can rely on the resources of your strength to help us to walk, help us to run, and to help us to fly. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us continue in prayer for others, and there'll be moments of silence to bring your own prayers to God. So let us pray. Creator God, your world lies ill, wounded by warfare, we pray for. Sickened by injustice, we pray for. Poisoned by pollution, we pray for. Dying from lack of food, we pray for. Creator God, we pray for new life for the world. We thank you for hearing us. Saviour God, humankind lies ill, wounded by sorrow, we pray for. Sickened by sin and fear, we pray for. Poisoned by illness, we pray for. Dying from lack of love, we pray for. Saviour God, we pray for new life for humankind. We thank you for hearing us. Life-giving God, your people, the church, lies ill. Wounded by division, we pray for. Sickened by apathy, we pray for. Poisoned by materialism, we pray for. Dying from lack of faith, we pray for. Life-giving God, we pray for new life for the church. We thank you for hearing us. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. We offer you all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. Amen. Close with a blessing. Secure in God's love, be steadfast in his service, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this Lent, this Easter, and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. Have a blessed Lenten season, and see you next week, or hear you next week. Go well.